Hey everyone, Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor doing a drive home podcast. It's Thursday, but it's actually my Friday because I'm off tomorrow. So nice 3-day weekend. Enjoying that. Today I'd like to talk about the game that we had on Tuesday. What's interesting about this game that we had is my character died. Now we're playing 5th edition. Yes, my character actually died in 5th edition. If anybody can figure out how to do it, yes, it was me. To kind of give you some background on what was going on, Rob Conley is the GM, and he is playing us through the Desert of Desolation series, a real classic modules back from way back. I want to say Douglas Niles is the one who did it. Now, this was one of my favorite series of modules back in the day, but not for adventures. These are not good adventure modules overall. They're okay, but they're very railroady, and the ending, the players are almost insignificant. But it reads as really good fiction, though. It's very interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff. And because it's set in the desert, at that time, there was very few adventures involved in the desert. At the time. So it was nice reading about that and then having kind of the play on the Egyptian mythology within it. Anyways, so 5th edition, all of our characters were 8th level. I was playing this guy who had become a champion of this lost god or nearly dead god person, and he was more of a monster slayer thing. Monster Slayer Paladin, if you want to call it, you know. And, he ended up dying in a fight against one of the big baddies at the end. The big baddie at the end. But it wasn't the final fight. It was like the fight before the final conflict. I'm probably going to spoil some of this, guys. So if you haven't gone through the Desert of Desolation, or if you're going through it, stop listening now because I'm going to spoil the ending. But really, the ending kind of spoils itself because of the way it's done. Anyways, so I ended up dying because I went toe-to-toe to this thing, and it's got legendary actions and something I'm not used to. It kept on burning me alive. And then what ended up happening is I got stuck in his, after I went down, because he like just clobbered me with his, I think it was a scimitar or something like that. So I went down, and because the fire damage was continuous, there was no death throws to be made. And the ironic thing, too, at the same time, my internet dropped out for like an entire day. Right when I went down, my internet went down. And so I was actually getting texts from the guys to kind of keep me updated of how dead I was. Because in 5e, you know, there is almost dead and partially dead and halfway dead. But by the end of the game, I was fully dead. So Rob and I kind of talked briefly a few times about creating a new character. And I was just like, sometimes it's hard to get back into the game when you invested so much time and effort into this 8th level character. It's the trap of gaming, you know. And I did enjoy playing him, and it was fun doing it. But all right, I got to find a new character. So I was kind of piddling around with a few different options. And then it came game night. So what Rob did, and this was really cool, and this is why I'm doing this podcast. So he didn't tell me what he was going to do. I kind of just sat there trying to figure out some different options while people were talking. Because I don't know how to do 5e very well. And building an 8th level character is just, it's fucking annoying. It's just annoying. There's a lot to it. I was looking for one of those pages where you can build your own character on there, but every one I found, it didn't work. And then they gave me one or two, and it wasn't working for me either. So that didn't work out. But while I was getting frustrated with the character generation, What Rob told me, and this was a cool way to deal with a character's death and how to give him like one last finale, okay? Now, in Desert of Desolation, there's this final battle. The big hit is this Cathodeus or Cathodeus, I forgot, who's an Ifrit, and he runs around and kind of kills everything in the desert. Well, what eventually happens is the characters get all together, get these gems together, and then they free this djinn. And it's basically the counterpart to the Ifrit, and they battle till the end, okay? But what Rob did is when the characters combined all three gems and freed the djinn, what he did is my monster hunting guy gave me the gift of finishing the job that I hadn't finished, or, you know, that I had started but hadn't finished. And so I took on the characteristics of the djinn and all the power. So I was like, you know, so basically I was this huge djinn running around, and then I could call this Ifrit to me for this final battle. And so with everybody, so having the rest of the party and then me kind of sticking toe-to-toe to them, we made short work with them. But it was a lot of fun. It was a nice way to end a character arc. You know, now he can kind of go peacefully into Monster Hunter Heaven and, you know, do what they do there. I don't know. I guess they pick on everybody else. I'm not sure. But I just wanted to tell you guys about that because I thought I thought it was cool. I had a fun time doing it. It gives me another week to think of a character concept. And I don't know, for some reason, because I have that little bit of a cool little closure with my character, I'm definitely a lot more open to making up a new character and running with it. So, yeah. So that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope everything's going all right for you. And hopefully, you know, you got some days off coming up. You know, we're running out of summer already. It's going to be August here in like 2 minutes or something like that. It's coming up quick. So, all right, everybody, take care. Roll better than me. And we'll talk soon.